absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Welcome to show 258 of Absolutely Intercultural. My name's Anne Fox, and this show is coming to you from Denmark. Since this is New Year's Day of 2021, which we all hope will be a better year than 2020, the format is a little different than normal. We'll be talking to just one person, but about many different things. We'll be talking to Israeli musician Michal Horta about her trip to Morocco.
Beautiful things I think about collaboration, because for me, when I went to Morocco, I was a bit afraid to go to a Muslim country and that I don't know anyone there. And, you know, it's just shown me that meeting people, and people are, you know, most of the people are super nice and kind and with huge heart. And the music was a huge answer for me and for them, for like for peace and humanity and love. So that was also very beautiful.
About her impressions of Helsinki in Finland when she went there to study.
And for me, I was really shocked to be in Helsinki and in Finland. I didn't know the language. I didn't know really much about Finland, except from Lapland. So it was all super new for me.
And about her stay in Denmark, which I was surprised that she found so different to Finland.
That people were walking on the street and they were like looking to me straight in the eyes, and they were saying like hello and continuing walking. And I was like, oh wow, they do that in like in Denmark? Because in Helsinki, I was kind of got regular to people crossing the street and just looking at the floor, not even saying hello and not making any eye contact. So that was the first thing that just made me feel like home.
This show is mainly about music and collaboration. So here's a taster of Michal's music. And you'll find more examples of Michal's music on our website at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. Now, on this show, we often talk about student exchanges, and of course, one of the main effects is the exchange of ideas. But in the case of music students, the exchange is also of musical influences. Let's go absolutely musical and hear what happened when Israeli Michal Horta spent a year in Dublin as part of her music bachelor's degree.
Yeah, so the international collaboration started first when I was finishing my BA in jazz performances. And I was studying in Israel, but then I went 1 year to Ireland, to Dublin. In New Park Music School, it was very small jazz department. And I was finishing there my bachelor, and it was amazing because not all of the people there were from Ireland. There were people from all around the world, and we were playing together jazz. That was like the music who gathered us together. But when we started to play our own compositions, this is the place where we were influences from each other, from the variety of different music background. I was singing in English, but then I collaborate with my friend from Portugal. So I sang with her in Portuguese. And then from there, a lot of world music influences came into my jazz world. And from there, I met so many people that even after the study, we continued and done many projects. In 2016, I came back after 1 year I was in Israel. I came back to Ireland, to Dublin, to record my first album. So it was amazing because we thought it's pure jazz, but I called the album Earth Color because I knew it's like we bring to this jazz music much more richnesses of like, I noticed that some of my composition there in Earth Color, actually that was the song, the last song, the name is Earth Color. And it started in Hebrew and then it's going to Arabic. The whole song is about conversation between a mother and her daughter. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it to my grandmother that she was born in Yemen. And her language, her mother tongue was Hebrew, but not quite. She was speaking like Jewish Yemenite dialogue. Mm-hmm. And so it's very similar to Arabic. So I wrote this song as like our conversations. That she always tell me, you need to study something, be a teacher, don't just go and be a musician, you know, do something proper. So this is whole song, it's about our conversation. And I made this like half Arabic, half Hebrew, like the way we used to speak to each other. But at the same year I took after I was finishing my BA, and I went to the forest up north in Israel, and I was just sitting with me, the nature, and I just composed my album and new songs. And then I just realized that many things was already inside of me, but I never really let them out. A lot because of the system, you know, this is the music I heard in the radio. I heard more pop and stuff like that. And that's the music we were singing. And also in school, I was studying in a jazz school. So everything was very like, you know, in the jazz way. But the funny thing, my father, because he's from my Yemenite part, he all the time was telling me, you should sing old Israeli song and Jewish Yemenite song. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, you know, I didn't think, I was like, I'm a jazz singer. Why should I sing those kind of music? Mm-hmm. But slowly in my composition, I find it out that it's super part of me that I cannot ignore. And it came out. Because, you know, for me, composition sometimes, especially, it's very spiritual. It's like, sometimes I feel like I'm a tool and the music just come into me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I know I'm singing something because it's influences from the thing I went through or I heard, you know. And sometimes I'm just enjoying a nice rhythm and then I will compose something on top of it. Mm-hmm. So there's many angles to it, but it's all the time very spiritual.
So the composition process was partly spiritual, partly based on family background, and partly based on collaboration with people from across the world. Michal then talked about collaborating in Morocco across religions. So let's go absolutely religious.
So the last few years, I did many collaborations around the world. One of them was with Alaa Zwitten. He's an oud player, originally from Morocco, but he lives in Berlin. So we have a project together. There's like lyrics in Hebrew that I wrote to his song. And also just from meeting each other, that was also amazing. For me, once I met Alaa, it was the first time I met like a Muslim that he's like religion, like he still keep his tradition. And for him, it was the same for me. It was the same first time for him to meet like a Jewish person that still believe in the Torah and in the tradition. So we had a very interesting conversation. And then we just knew that we need to make together music as well. And it's funny because he can be my brother. Like we really have this connection and, you know, the same point of view of the way we look at life, the way we treat friends and people, like the same wave. It was super interesting for us to find that out. We were supposed as well, like to meet again and make more music. When Corona started, I had two projects in Morocco. And it's also one of the beautiful things I think about collaboration. Because for me, when I went to Morocco, I was a bit afraid to go to a Muslim country and that I don't know anyone there. And, you know, it's just showed me that meeting people and people are, you know, most of the people are super nice and kind and with huge heart. And the music was a huge answer for me and for them, for like for peace and humanity and love. So that was also very beautiful.
It's clear that Michal gains a great deal from her foreign collaboration. So what happened when COVID-19 struck? Well, there were other musicians in Israel who were equally stuck. So let's go absolutely locked down.
So we decided to do a tour. So we built this really interesting concert because, you know, I think it was the first summer in Israel that no one really went holiday somewhere else. Mm. And now we're in September, like July and August was terrible. Every road was like, you couldn't drive nowhere. There was traffic everywhere. All the hotel, everything was super packed, even though with all the corona strict rules, you know. Mm-hmm. It was, so people didn't go traveling abroad. So we were thinking, so, you know, let's bring to people the music from the world. If they cannot go there, let's do that kind of concert. So it was beautiful. We had like 1 hour of concert and each song was from a different country, a different languages, different rhythms. And we really enjoyed that. It was also very, very, for me, it was hard, the first concert, because there was no drummer and I was playing all the percussion at the same time. And some of the rhythm are very complex.
So how did you do it? Or did you actually restrict yourself to 20?
Yeah, we did only 20. We were sold out. Wow. That was really cool. I think that was my first gig sold out.
And finally, I was really surprised when Michal talked about her time in Finland and Denmark, as I thought that she'd see the two places as very similar, but absolutely not. Let's go absolutely Scandinavian and end by talking about the future.
So are there any standout impressions from your time in Denmark?
There are many, there are many. I was there, it was 2018. I started my master's study in Glomus, world music in Helsinki, in Sibelius Academy. And for me, I was really shocked to be in Helsinki and in Finland. I didn't know the language. I didn't know really much about Finland, except from Lapland. Mm. So it was all super new for me. And the language, the culture, the cold, so cold. So for me, Oulu was like so nice because it was less cold than Helsinki. But the first thing I remember on my first day there, that people were walking on the street and they were like looking to me straight in the eyes and they were saying like, hello, and continue walking. And I was like, oh, wow, they do that in Denmark? Because in Helsinki, I was kind of got regular to people crossing the street and just looking at the floor, not even saying hello and not making any eye contact. So that was the first thing that just made me feel like home, you know, that I can say hello to people on the street and I won't be weird, you know. Yeah.
I can't say that's something that I've noticed in Aarhus. Maybe you have a special vibe. I don't know.
Yeah, it was really nice. Also, I worked there at Pika Pika. Do you know Pika Pika? It's like a wine bar. Because, you know, my dad is a winemaker. Yeah. So I just know a lot about wine. And it was just across my apartment, the wine bar. So I just went there and I got the job to be the bartender like once a week. And then I also had concert there, some of jazz. Yeah. It was amazing. I really liked this place. And the people there were so amazing. And my boss was super cool. It's just the vibe, you know. I felt like I'm in Israel because the vibe there was so good. People were so nice to each other. And
what about the future? What happens now? Because it sounds as though you're at a bit of a crossroads because you've just finished your master's. So what are your hopes and plans?
My plan is to continue with this international project as well. And to teach also.
So you're following the advice of your grandmother?
Yeah, exactly. That's a nice close-up. Yep, that's my plan, to teach. I really like teaching, so she was right. And she was absolutely right about the corona time, that, you know, musician corona time don't really make money. It's true.
Yeah. My thesis is that everybody becomes a teacher of one sort or another in their lifetime. It's almost inevitable, but not everybody gets paid for it. Anyway.
That's true. But also not everybody are good at teaching.
That's also true. But every time you have a little bit of knowledge, then you end up being a teacher of some sort anyway.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this musical start to 2021. Thank you to Michal Holter for talking to us. And if you have an idea for a future show, then you can get in touch with us by leaving a comment here or in a message to our Facebook page, where we post interesting links several times a week. We'd love a like of our Facebook page if you have one to spare, and you can subscribe using the Apple Podcasts button below, as well as on our Facebook page. We'll play out with one of Michal's songs, Katija, a collaboration between her and the Alla Zwieten Quartet. And you can also find much more music from Michal in our post for this show on www.absolutely-intercultural.com. The next show will be coming to you from Dr. Laurent Borgmann in Germany on February the 5th. So until then, stay tuned. See you.